Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial, self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just reacting to things instead of truly living? Like you're on autopilot going through the motions without really knowing why? That, my friends, is a sign you might need a little more self-awareness in your life. Think of it this way. Self-awareness is like having an internal GPS. It helps you understand your thoughts, feelings, motivations, the whole shebang. Without it, you're kind of wandering around blindfolded, hoping to stumble upon your destination. But with a strong sense of self-awareness, you can consciously choose your path, navigate challenges more effectively, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your own internal GPS system. First off, pay attention to your emotions. It sounds simple, but so many of us just gloss over our feelings. We tell ourselves, "I'm fine," when we're actually feeling stressed, anxious, or even downright bummed out. But ignoring your emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's like pretending a leaky faucet isn't there. It's just going to keep dripping and making a bigger mess eventually. So, learn to identify your emotions. What triggers them? How do they manifest physically? Recognizing the roller coaster of feelings you experience is the first step to understanding yourself better. Next up, become aware of your thought patterns. We all have those little voiceovers in our heads, right? Sometimes they're helpful. Sometimes they're downright mean. Those are your thoughts, and paying attention to them can be incredibly powerful. Are you constantly criticizing yourself? Are you dwelling on negative experiences? Recognizing these patterns allows you to challenge them and replace them with more positive and constructive thinking. You wouldn't let a friend talk themselves down all the time, so why do it to yourself? Thirdly, take stock of your values. What truly matters to you? What are your priorities? Understanding your core values helps guide your decisions and actions, ensuring you live a life that aligns with what's important to you. It's like having a moral compass pointing you in the direction of authenticity and fulfillment. Now, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few moments each day to really focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the here and now, reducing stress and increasing self-awareness. Finally, seek feedback from others. It's easy to get caught up in our own perceptions of ourselves, but sometimes an outside perspective can be invaluable. Ask trusted friends or family members for honest feedback on your strengths and weaknesses. Remember, constructive criticism isn't personal. It's a gift that can help you grow and evolve. Let me tell you a story about this. Imagine a friend constantly losing their keys. They'd always be frazzled, searching high and low, muttering to themselves. One day I said, "Hey, have you tried putting your keys in the same place every time?" They were like, "Well, duh, but it's just so easy to forget." That's a classic example of lacking self-awareness, not realizing their own patterns and behaviors. By simply acknowledging that pattern and making a conscious effort to change it, they could save themselves a ton of stress. So, how are you going to take this self-awareness game to the next level? Start by recognizing your emotions, paying attention to your thoughts, defining your values, practicing mindfulness, and seeking feedback from others. It's not about being perfect. It's about making a conscious effort to understand yourself better each day. Remember, folks, the journey to self-awareness is ongoing. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel lost. but keep going, keep exploring, and keep growing. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little self-reflection. Join the conversation on social media using Dopamine Reset Protocol and let us know what resonates with you. Until next time, stay curious, stay mindful, and keep resetting that dopamine.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.